All right, gentlemen, on to other business. Our first item of other business is conditional use number 1817, Colonial East LP, time extension, and then Sussex West final site plan on Route 9 and 265.
Now, this is a request for a one-year time extension and final site plan approval of a conditional use for an expansion to an existing manufactured home park. Was granted December 2nd of 2008. This is a first request for an extension. If an extension is granted, it would be retroactive to the anniversary date of approval, and approval would be valid until December 2nd of this year. And the commission granted preliminary site plan approval for 82 lease lots June 17th of 2009. The final site plan is the same as the preliminary. Complies with the conditions of the zoning code and the conditions of approval, and we received all agency approvals.
So procedurally, the first would be determining whether or not we grant a time extension, then the second one would be on the final.
Yes,
you're right.
They should ask for the extension before December 2nd of 2009.
What extension
was
this?
This would be the first.
First.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1817, Colonial East, request for a one-year time extension. My motion is for approval, with the time extension being retroactive to December 2nd, 2010.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve a one-year time extension for conditional use number 1817, Colonial East LP, with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1817, Sussex West final site plan on Route 9 and 265, my motion is for approval.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve a final site plan on Route 9 and Road 265 for Sussex West conditional use number 1817 Colonial East LP. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.